From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There are reports Friday that Uzbekistan President Islam Karimov has died. The government has only said the 78-year-old is in critical condition. Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. A suicide bomber attacked a court complex in northwest Pakistan Friday, killing at least 12 people, including police and lawyers, and wounding dozens more. The bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches throughout Pakistan. It's unclear who was behind the attacks, although a breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban is claiming some involvement. In the southeastern United States, authorities are keeping a close watch on Hurricane Hermine. Although it's been downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall early Friday along Florida's Gulf Coast, the storm is slowly moving into the neighboring state of Georgia before moving over South Carolina, where residents are being warned of what to expect.
This afternoon and this evening, we are expecting serious winds, serious rainfall that can lead to flash flooding, trees being down, utilities being down.
Hermine is the first hurricane to strike Florida in more than a decade after causing power outages and some localized flooding, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. The United Nations World Food Program says its planned operations in Afghanistan may be in jeopardy because of the squeeze of funding caused by other crises in the Middle East and Africa. The World Food Program Executive Director Erthrin Cousin issued the warning Friday at the conclusion of her four-day visit to the war-ravaged country.
What we are saying here today is that despite the global demands, this work in Afghanistan should and must remain a priority of the global community.
Erthrin Cousin of the World Food Program. This is VOA News. The streets of Gabon's capital remained deserted Friday following protests and clashes and buildings set ablaze as the opposition reacted to news that Ali Bin Bongo was reelected president of the country earlier this week. Residents are afraid to go out on the streets that are closed, paralyzing food transports across the country. The interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested nationwide. The interior minister also confirmed deaths of three people there. The opposition leader, Jean Ping, said his campaign has evidence that the election was rigged and plans to present it to the Constitutional Court. At least four people were killed and 16 wounded on Friday when blasts, including one at a weapons storage facility, rocked northeastern neighborhoods of Baghdad. An interior ministry official said they were caused by rockets, but it was not clear whether the rockets had been set off by the fire at the weapons facility or fire from elsewhere. Blast came as tens of thousands of Shiite faithful from across Iraq and abroad converged on a shrine in Baghdad to commemorate the death of a Shiite imam. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both delivering speeches this week to crowds full of military veterans. While both speeches emphasize issues important to the veterans, the tones of the two speeches were strikingly different. Trump, who gave his speech Thursday at the American Legion Convention in Ohio, focused primarily on what he called his plan to rebuild America's military and fix systematic problems at the ailing Department of Veteran Affairs. Clinton, who spoke at the same venue the previous day, frequently attacked Trump, though she mentioned him by name only once, for his stance on illegal immigration and for comments he previously made calling the American military a disaster. And the U.S. Labor Department is reporting a slowdown of job creation in August, adding 30,000 fewer jobs than the previous month. The national unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.9%. Many economists say hiring trends tend to be less reliable in August because many Americans are on holidays. They say hiring usually rebounds in the month of September. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.